Title: Atmospheric Intro Themes for DJ Friendly Sets Intermediate. Alright, let's build an atmospheric drum and bass intro that actually works in a DJ set. Not just nice vibes, but something a DJ can overlay on top of another track's drop without the mix turning to mud. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar intro theme that feels cinematic and rolling, sets a clear mood, stays mixable, and hands off into the drop with impact and continuity. Before we touch any notes, here's the mindset. You're designing for overlay mixing, not solo listening. In a club or a blend, your intro is sitting on top of someone else's drums and bass. So the intro needs to live mostly above the danger zones, and it needs predictable phrasing so DJs can trust it. Let's start. Set your tempo to 174 BPM, 4/4. Go to Arrangement View, and drop two locators, one at bar 1 for intro start and one at bar 17 if you're doing a 16-bar intro, or bar 33 if you're going 32 bars for the drop. Now create three return tracks. Return A is short verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Pick a plate or room. Decay around 1.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Most important part, low cut the reverb. Somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz is a great start, because we're not letting reverb smear low mids. Return B is long verb. Hybrid reverb again. Hall this time. Decay 5 to 10 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. Low cut higher than you think, like 350 to 600 Hz, and high cut somewhere around 8 to 12k so it's not fizzy. Return C is dub delay. Use echo. Set it to a quarter note or 3/16, feedback 25 to 45%, a tiny bit of wobble for movement, and filter it so it's band limited. You want vibe, not a full range repeat that clutters the mix. Quick teacher note. Keeping the big space on returns is a power move. It lets you automate space like an instrument, and it stops you from drowning your master in reverb. Now track 1. The pad bid. Make it MIDI. Load Waveatable if you have it. Analog is also fine, but Waveatable makes evolving pads easy. In Waveatable, aim for something smooth, basic shapes, sine-ish or triangle-ish. Add a second oscillator quietly, like 10 to 30%, with subtle detune. Turn on unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, low amount. We're going wide, but not facey. Put a low-pass filter on it, LP24 is great, and set the cutoff somewhere between 600 and 2K for now. We'll automate it later. Amp envelope. Attack between 50 and 200 milliseconds so it blooms, and release between 1 and 3 seconds so it doesn't click off. Now add movement and control. Put auto filter after the synth, not to filter it heavily, but to give gentle motion. Turn on the LFO, amount around 10 to 25%, rate around 1/8 to 1/4. Keep it subtle. Then chorus ensemble for width and motion. Keep the amount low, but let the width sit around 120 to 200%. Then EQ 8. Here is your DJ-friendly rule in action. High pass the pad. Do it at 120 to 200 Hz. Yes, that high. Your outgoing track's bass will be living down there, and you cannot fight it. If the pad feels muddy, do a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Then utility. Turn on bass mono, around 120 Hz. Even though we're high-passing the pad, this is extra insurance for club translation. Now write a simple moody harmony. A classic DNB move is minor key with a suspended feel. If you want a concrete example, try F minor. Sit on an F minor at 9 kind of sound for 8 bars, then move to a DB major 7 flavor for the next 8. Keep the voicing open. Spread notes across octaves. Think wide sky, not piano block chord. Send this pad to short verb about 10 to 20%. And long verb about 15 to 35%, but don't lock it in yet because we'll automate that long reverb for tension. Track 2, motif. This is your identity. The rule is simple. Tiny hook, big restraint. 2 to 4 notes total is plenty. Rhythm matters more than melody in DNB intros. Create a MIDI track. Load operator for a clean pluck. Use a simple algorithm, basically one oscillator straight to output. Envelope. Fast attack. Decay 200 to 500 milliseconds. Low sustain. Release 200 to 600 milliseconds. You're aiming for a note that speaks, then gets out of the way. Add echo on the motif. Ping pong is nice here, and 1/8 dotted or 3/16 is a sweet spot for that rolling DNB feel. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter the delay so it doesn't fill the lows. Then EQ 8. High pass this even higher than the pad, like 200 to 400 Hz. The motif should feel like it sits in the mid-range and top, with echoes floating around it, and either add a tiny touch of reverb, or better, just send it to long verb lightly. Performance tip. Place the motif sparsely at first. maybe one hit every two bars, and make it land on offbeats or slightly syncopated positions, so it hints at the groove without needing drums. Track 3, Atmos Texture. This is your noise, final, rain, city hum, room tone, whatever fits your vibe. Drop an audio file in, warp it. If it's more tonal, Complex Pro can help. If it's just noise, Complex is fine. Put auto filter on it with a band pass so you're carving a texture lane. Something like 200Hz up to 6K, gentle resonance. Then add a tiny bit of Redux for grit. Downsample 2 to 6, dry slash wet 5 to 15%. Subtle. You should miss it when it's off, not notice it when it's on. EQA to notch anything harsh, often around 2 to 4K. Then utility for gentle widening, like 110 to 140%. Now automate the texture filter cutoff slowly upward over the intro. This is free tension. Dark to brighter equals we're going somewhere. Track 4. Intro break. Filtered. This is the ghost of a breakbeat, not the full drum mix. You're giving DJs a rhythmic clue, not stealing the blend. Pick a break. Amen style. Think. Anything with character. Warp it in beats mode. Preserve 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how crunchy you want it. Now the key. EQ 8 first. High pass it at 250 to 500 Hz. That might feel extreme, but it's how you keep the intro from battling the outgoing bass and low drums. If it's hissy, gently shelf down above 10K. Then auto filter, LP12 is fine. Start the cutoff around 500 to 1K. Then automate it to open, 3 to 8K by the end of the intro. This creates the sensation of the drums are arriving without actually dropping full drums. Add drum bus slightly. Drive maybe 2 to 6, minimal crunch. You're just giving it some density. Send a touch to short verb, like 5 to 10%. Level check. Keep this break way lower than your eventual drop drums. Think minus 12 to minus 18 dB relative to the drop. If you can't hear it at all, bring it up a little. If it starts to feel like the song already started, bring it down. Now track 5, riser or noise. Easy stock method. Operator again, but use noise. Put auto filter on it and automate the cutoff rising over 8 to 16 bars. Add big reverb, ideally via your long verb send, and you can automate the send amount so it blooms into the pre-drop. For the impact into the drop, layer two things, a low boom and an airy hit. Low pass the boom, high pass the airy hit. Put a limiter on the impact track only, just to catch peaks. And one more pro move. Tune the boom to your track's root or fifth. An out-of-key boom can make an otherwise perfect drop feel wrong. Now let's arrange it in a DJ-friendly way. We're going to think in 8-bar blocks, because DJs mix in predictable phrases. If the changes happen randomly, it's harder to cue and blend. Here's a 32-bar blueprint. Bars 1 through 8. Establish mood. Pad is in. Darker. Texture is in. Motif is sparse, maybe every 2 bars. No drums, or only the super filtered break so quiet it feels like a memory. Bars 9 through 16. Introduce rhythm clues. Fade in the filtered break a bit. Make the motif a touch more frequent. Open the pad filter slightly. Add a subtle uplifter with noise. Bars 17 through 24. Tension and movement. Open the break filter a bit more, still high passed. Optionally add a quiet ride or shaker loop, but high pass it aggressively, like 500 Hz, so it's just air and tick. Increase stereo width slightly with utility automation, and throw more delay on the motif, but only as moments, not constantly. Bars 25 through 32. Pre-drop signal. The riser builds. You can introduce tiny hat ticks or snare hints, but keep it mixable. Then do your gap, a quick cut or silence for a quarter to half a beat right before the drop is gold. It creates that vacuum effect. Now, the reverb throw technique. At the very end of bar 16 or 32, automate the motif or pan send to long verb up briefly, let it bloom, and then cut that send right before the drop. The contrast makes the drop feel like it punches through clean air. Let's do a quick mix coaching pass, because this is where DJ-friendly intros are won or lost. First, frequency lanes. Give each layer a job so you're not stacking 5 mid-range sources all screaming at the same time. Think like this. Pad bed lives mostly 300 Hz to 6K. Motif mostly 500 Hz to 10K. Transient and echoes. Texture mostly 1K to 12K. Air and movement. Break ghost roughly 700 Hz to 8K. Rhythm suggestion. If you follow that, the intro can actually be loud and present without being busy. Second, stereo discipline. Wide intros can sound amazing in headphones and messy in a club. Do a quick club translation test. Put utility on your master and automate, or map, width from 0 to 100%. If your whole vibe disappears when you get down around 30 to 50% width, you're relying on facey widening. Reduce chorus depth and lean more on short early reflections with short verd instead of extreme width. Third, phrase markers should be audible even on mid-range only cueing. DJs often cue with their cues on the mixer, sometimes cutting lows. Make sure every 8 bars has some noticeable mid-range landmark, a motif hit, a break swell, a filtered noise lift. Don't put all your events in sub or super air. Now continuity into the drop. You want the drop to feel connected, not like a different song starts. Plant a seed. Use the same root note as your drop bass, or hide a reshadow layer inside the pad. Detune saws, high pass at 150 to 250 Hz, low pass around 1 to 2K, super quiet. You barely hear it, but it foreshadows the drop tone. Workflow move. Group your intro tracks into an intro group. Put glue compressor on it lightly. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. Then EQ 8 on the group. High pass at 25 to 30 Hz for safety, and if it's cloudy, a gentle cut around 200 to 350. Now do the most important practical test in this entire lesson. The overlay check. Drop a reference DNB track into Ableton. Loop its drop. Now play your intro over it. If anything in your intro competes with the bass zone, roughly 40 to 120 Hz, thin it. If it competes with kick and snare fundamentals around 150 to 250, carve your pad and impacts and low mids more. Your intro should feel like it's floating above the reference, not wrestling it. If you want one advanced trick that feels pro but stays DJ friendly, try a breathing pad with ghost sidechain. Make a silent MIDI pulse, route it to a ghost kick track that's muted, and sidechain compress the pad and texture to that pulse. Now your intro moves rhythmically without adding actual drums. It's like the track is inhaling and exhaling. Alright, mini exercise to lock this in. Build a 16-bar intro at 174 BPM using only 5 tracks. Pad, motif, texture, filtered break, riser. No element gets meaningful content below 120 Hz, except an impact boom on the last beat. Use at least 3 automations. Pad filter cutoff. Motif long verb send for a throw and break low pass opening. And at bar 16, create a half beat air gap right before the drop. Then export just the intro and do the DJ test. Blend it over a reference track's drop for 16 bars. If it clashes in bass, you know exactly what to fix. Higher high passes, less low mid density, cleaner reverbs, and more intentional frequency lanes. Recap. This audio version is shortened for playback.